You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's Digital Drive Time on a Monday, and we are getting an update from the world of EVs. We have been keeping an eye on this world through our resident tech and EV specialist, Nafisa Akabor, the founder of Recharged.co.za. She's got some interesting updates coming out of the team at BYD, and she joins us on the line now to take a look at these updates and see what we make of them. Nafisa, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. You and I caught up last time about what was happening in China, and that was a tech conversation. But I know that when we were both in China, when we've both been traveling, we've seen the increase of a company like BYD in terms of footprint, and they seem to be very deliberate about what's coming into the South African market. I noticed they've launched a new model as recently as last week. Tell us about that.
Hey, Jimmy, good to be back. Yeah, BYD is I think they're number one globally market share-wise, so we will be seeing a lot of them. But very interestingly and very excitingly, they launched the Dolphin Surf in South Africa. Now, this is significant because the starting price of this electric car is 340,000 Rand, and it comes with 232 kilometers of range on that base model, and there's a higher dynamic range with 295 kilometers of range, and that starts at 390,000 Rand. So for the first time, we're now seeing EVs that are under the 400K mark, and I think it makes such a difference for those who've always been wanting to buy an EV to save money because, of course, the fuel cost, it's been proven over and over again, the price per kilometer is a lot cheaper on an EV than a petrol car. And this price point, I've been getting queries once I posted about it on Recharged from a lot of people who I would never have thought would buy an EV. They're now saying that the price is so attractive, they're considering an electric car. So someone in the family has purchased one. My sister is considering buying one. It just goes to show that we have been waiting for a cheap EV to switch to it. And of course, the benefits are going to be that you don't have to worry about the rising fuel costs.
Nafisa, when we look at this, I mean, 330,000 Rand seems like a very affordable entry-level EV. How does it stack up against other EVs in that price range and in almost the drive range? You and I have spoken about this in the past as well, around some range anxiety that people have had in the past. Is this a vehicle that kind of addresses all of that? Is it more of a in-city drive?
Yeah, it's more a city car drive, and at the price point, it's a commuter EV. You're not buying it to do long road trips or go out of the province. That's a bit obvious. But for its price point, and if you look at other EVs like the GWM Aura and the Mini, they are obviously more pricier compared to this. But like the previous gen Mini, for example, will give you sort of the same kilometer range. So the BYD comparatively makes more sense if you are trying to save money.
Nafisa, from BYD's perspective, is this the end of what they're looking to launch into South Africa? I mean, we know prior to this, they recently launched the Shark, and that has been doing well as a pickup or as a bucky, is what we'd refer to it in South Africa. Now with the Dolphin Surf, has there been any indication from the team at BYD that we could be getting other models into the South African market?
They haven't said it outright, but they have made interesting sort of announcements in that they are going to work with Eskom to try and bring more charging infrastructure. This is the first time I've heard it from a Chinese manufacturer, I got to say. They want to sort of roll them out in like schools, hospitals, more public areas, working with Eskom. So that's going to make it more accessible to more people. So I think while they did bring a cheap car, and it's great to have cheaper EVs, it's also important for them to show some commitment, like rolling out the infrastructure. And I mean, these cars, as you know, I'm not sure whether you managed to see one in the flesh on your travels, but it's packed with all the right tech. I mean, you've got your Apple CarPlay, your Android Auto, you've got big infotainment screens, color screens. So it's a very attractive vehicle to consider, even if you've like never been into EVs.
Nafisa, what's the range like on the vehicle? I know we spoke about it being more of an in-city drive, but how far do you get on a full charge? Is it something you can kind of take as a daily commute to work and back and not really have to charge it that often? What are we talking about here in terms of some of the specs of the Dolphin Surf?
Yes, so it's 232 kilometers of range on the base model and about 295, but this all depends on your driving style. You could use your regenerative braking and gain more. If you're driving on downhills, you'll also gain more range. So I would say it's likely on the higher end one to get more than 300 kilometers. But what's also interesting is they say between 30 to 80% charge will get you 30 minutes. It will only take you 30 minutes. That's quite major. And also they are providing you with a 7-kilowatt wall box charger that you can maybe install at home or at your office. So having that with you, and even if you trickle charge, a 30-minute charge will take you to 80%. And we've covered this before, how all manufacturers say that it's recommended to charge your vehicle up to 80% because it's the quickest. And you can top up like a few times a week, if not even a few times, maybe once a week.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like you'd be able to have a lot more flexibility, especially with all the infrastructure support that BYD has been alluding to or having conversations about. So I suppose that is a good way to look at it going forward. Now, Fisa, while we are on the topic of EVs, I know that there are other EV manufacturers that have also been quite busy, the likes of Volkswagen with their ID4 Pro, the likes of BMW with their new EV plant in Hungary. How are we seeing some of the EV developments in the landscape kind of shaping not just the global market, but more specifically the South African market?
So yeah, each of these players are sort of, I would say, playing in different spaces in a sense that BYD is going for the cheapest, BMW is still going for a more premium customer, and VW, I think they're still in limbo about what they want to do because it's been a while now that they've been testing EVs in South Africa and they haven't really launched an EV. I think for them, price is the main thing, being the people's car, and they can't really come in with a car that's over R1 million. So I think they're still, and they've outright said they're not going to sell the car, they more want to lease it. So they're looking at different pricing structures. So it's interesting to see how each manufacturer is taking a different approach. We know one wants to offer something cheapest, and I think that's really the more important one from all. Sure, we've had premium EVs over the years for the longest time, and the new iX3 looks great, but we also need more affordable vehicles.
That we certainly do, and I suppose the businesses that would be looking at that would have their own opinions, as you rightly mentioned. Now, Fisa, before I let you go, where does this leave us from a South African perspective? Are we going to see more of an EV shift towards bigger EVs, or are we still very much as a new sort of country in terms of EV adoption, looking to see what is out there in the market and perhaps what aligns better with consumer needs?
Yeah, I think the BYD's entry with the Dolphin Surf is that we are likely going to see more cheaper EVs coming in to compete because it always takes one to come in to have that offering. However, I think we also need to keep in mind that it's not going to be an either or. It's always going to be an option for consumers. The manufacturers who put out these dates by 2030 or 2035, they need to switch to EVs. They've now, are all now backtracked because it's not realistic. I think just for consumers to keep in mind that you don't have to switch to an EV. If you love your petrol car, you can still drive your petrol car, but more choices are great for consumers.
More choice is never a bad thing, and consumers are now being spoiled for choice. We'll see how this shapes the EV landscape, but for now we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks as always to our tech and EV specialist Nafisa Akabor, the founder of recharge.co.za, for joining us to take a look at the world of EVs and what seems to be ticking.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.